I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This one's for you tonight.
Okay, let's get started.
My advice for Katie is to shut your mouth and listen and say you're right and I'm sorry.
Yes. Already has the worst mindset going into this of how to win. She thinks that is the treatment Katie should get and should give to her in order to win back Stassi's favor. She thinks this whole thing is Katie's groveling to me now. It's Katie grovel time, you know?
Right. Yeah. And she basically just immediately fights back on every point. Like, Stassi's like, you didn't tell me you were going to Miami. Like, it was fucked up. I had to find out that way. And Katie's like, you were literally ignoring me. Like, you know, she says, at one point she says, what was I supposed to do? Sit at home and text you and just wait until you texted me back?
Which is exactly right. The answer is yes. Stassi wishes you would have just been alone in your house for the full weekend, begging for her to come over, you know, to be with you. That would have been Stassi's dream.
Yeah. Katie gets pissed. She says, I'm not a fucking doormat. I'm a fucking friend.
Yes.
And Stassi immediately takes it so dramatic. She's like, essentially, she's like, we must have not been as close as I thought then.
Yeah. Right. And she goes, that is so fucked up for you to say. You know how close we are. They show the flashbacks of all of the like beautiful moments of their friendship. So that's just a low blow. And unfortunately, that low blow just doesn't work on Katie anymore. Cause she's like, You're writing me off. The only way to get your affection back is for me to have unwavering loyalty, 100%, just offer my soul to get forgiveness from you. And she's not doing it because she's learned in this process that Stassi is just not a good friend.
Yeah, like in the flashback, it makes Katie look like such a bitch. Like the last time they fought, whatever it was about, Katie just had to like cry to Stassi for forgiveness. And Stassi immediately was like smiling and was like, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And also Stassi's like, you know, you knew this would hurt me and that's why you purposefully didn't tell me. It's like, yes, that's true. But also, what do you think Katie thinks when she brings that news to you? You've already created such fear in this relationship that Katie knows this would be hell if she ever told you this. So obviously she's approaching this conversation with trepidation. Right. Obviously she doesn't want to tell you about it. And that's another sign that your friendship isn't on equal footing.
Yeah. Katie starts to say, you know, I'm trying to make my relationship with my boyfriend work. I have to prioritize him and like the friend group because, you know, I have to meet him in the middle and stuff like that. And she says something in her confessional that I thought, you know, was satisfying. She says that like Stassi thinks because she moved to New York with her older boyfriend that she lives in this adult world and that we all just have shitty jobs and we're like a joke, which is totally true. Stassi says that over and over again, that she's like above all of this
now.
But she's still participating in it.
Katie read her like a book. Said exactly her storyline this season, exactly what Stassi is trying to portray. She goes, you got an older boyfriend and you moved to New York for 4 minutes and now you came back and you're acting like we're all children and you're an adult. It's exactly what Stassi did.
Totally. And then she goes, I don't want to wake up like you every morning with hatred and anger in my heart.
boom, it's giving hatred and anger in your heart. And it takes Stassi a minute to she almost gets, it takes her like 2 seconds to realize what Katie says. And she goes, you think I have hatred in my heart? Like, Stassi, that is absolutely what you have. Every day totally. You wake up, you have hatred and anger. That's your core at this point in your life.
Yeah.
Hatred and anger is what defines you.
Yeah. And then Stassi saying, I felt like in this, she kept alluding to the entire group, but it felt like she mostly meant Jax. She kept saying, like, Katie is the last link to them. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I can't be around these people. Tom is best friends with them.
Right.
You know.
So the them is, I was going to ask you this too, and then I sort of like answered my own question. I was like, okay, wait, she's mad at Jax. She's mad at Kristen. Who else is she mad at? But no, she's mad at Sheena. And we also find out that there's that revenge porn thing that she's mad at Sheena about. So she is a little more justified in saying it's the full group, because that's 3 out of 5, you know?
True.
She would only have Katie, and she doesn't have a good relationship with Ariana, and she's fine with Schwartz, but she would be in misery being around Jax, Sheena, and whoever, Kristen. And then Sandoval and her never got along, you know? So, but you're right. I mean, she is lumping them all in as this toxic group when she could have found relationships with some of the other ones that, you know, she wasn't so aggrieved by.
Right.
This one's for you tonight.
Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed, and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.